97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
The podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on iTunes and Google Play, and you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. It's Friday. It's that time. We have a beer.
I'm ready to party.
Oh.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This could go one or two directions.
Right.
So on the desk this morning is a selection from Figueroa Mountain Brewing Company. Today we're trying their Lizard's Mouth Imperial IPA. So a lot of people, hey, what's the difference between an Imperial or a Double? And really, there's not much difference between the two. Essentially, an Imperial or a Double or even a Triple IPA is really just going to be ramped up bitterness, ramped up alcohol. It's essentially more ingredients packed into the same brewing vessel.
Got it.
So there are some, on a brewing side, there's obviously a difference between what is a Double and what is an Imperial, mm-hmm. but the end result ultimately is going to be the same mm-hmm. to the layman, to the beer drinker, right. to the consumer.
So the process to get there is
a little different.
Is complex and different, but yeah.
I wouldn't know about complex. It's different.
All right.
We can go through the AA, TMF, mm-hmm. which we do on our podcast regularly.
Yeah. Sports Meets Beer.
Sports Meets Beer podcast. The AA, TMF is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. These are always, like I always tell people, these are great water cooler facts. Right?
I've used it.
The best part about it is that you can't be wrong. It's all subjective to what your taste buds and your vision.
You can't be wrong until someone says they don't like something that you like, and you go,
yeah, whatever.
What do you know?
Yeah, you don't know anything. The AATMF on this, this pours out. It has a look of a hazy IPA, and that's a new hot thing. So if you haven't tried a hazy IPA, it's a unfiltered IPA. The filtration process brings a lot of things to beer, and one of those things is going to be how crisp and clean some of the finishes are and some of the flavors are.
Yeah.
With a hazy IPA, it's a little more muddled. It's a softer approach to everything. It's kind of, it swings through the flavor and the start and the finish, whereas something filtered is a little more crisp and cleaner, and it's very distinct. To me, a filtered beer, and this is just my humble opinion, a filtered beer is going to leave, less opportunity for mistakes.
Okay.
Right? A lot of times that's why I always tell my opinion is that a good brewery, you can always tell how good they are by a Kolsch or by a lager, something lighter, and you can't hide it behind a lot of hops. Because a lot of times people go, this beer didn't come out like I thought. Let's add some more hops, whether it's bittering, aroma, whatever the case may be. They could dry hop it. They could do a number of things with hops to kind of convince your palate it's something different. Aroma is, it kind of, the label tells me that I'm going to smell certain fruits. And you can definitely get like that stone fruit. You get a little apricot. You do get a little bit of mango in the nose, a little bit of apple too. I get some of that like Fuji sweetness of an apple. And then you go through the taste.
It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Which is my favorite part of this, is the taste.
Is the fruit.
The fruit. It's very fruit forward.
Very fruit forward.
This is very papaya-y.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that, that real tropical fruit flavor. It almost, unfortunately, to me, it kind of tastes a lot like a Starburst, like a tropical sensation Starburst.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you go to 7-Eleven to buy the real Starburst and you absolutely buy the tropical ones that you didn't mean to buy, that the candy salesman switched to tags or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, blame it on the candy salesman.
Of course.
Sure, go ahead. It's not like you haven't had a bunch of Imperial IPAs or anything.
Right.
It's fine.
I'm saying all these things. It's not necessarily a bad thing. If you like those flavors, it's good. The part I'm struggling with is how fruit forward the beer is. And then how bitter the end is. It goes from like super sweet and savory to really bitter.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how to fix that. I'm not a brewer, but I could tell you that there needs to be a little bit more subtlety between the two extreme flavors.
It's sort of like what you were saying before about it being muddled. It's sort of like the fruit and the bitter you just throw it together and it comes across kind of muddled.
Yeah, totally agree with you. The taste, the mouthfeel, and the finish all kind of go hand in hand here. We mentioned the taste. The mouthfeel is pretty dense. It doesn't finish very clean. It leaves a lot of lingering bitterness. So if you're a hophead, if you're one of those guys that's going to stand in line for 4 hours for a beer on the sidewalk, fortunately our weather's been nice, so you haven't had to suffer through rain, then this would be a great beer for you to try because you would love that bitterness. It comes in at 75 IBUs and 9% beer. So it's definitely a big beer. I'm just curious. I'd like to try something else from them because I'm not going to give it two thumbs up. I give it a thumbs up because it is an interesting style. I think it is a tasty beer, but something on my palate's just not agreeing with the bitterness in the end of this.
Yeah, I'll go thumbs up. I feel like if I would try it again, knowing now what I know. In right. other words, you know, I had zero expectation or idea of what was going to happen, and then right. the taste kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. It's not what I expected.
I would also like to try it. You know, let it sit in the studio warm up. So yeah. Let's talk to Susie about a road report, and then I'll go ahead and
do you want to just cuddle it while we do that? You just hold on to it, yeah. Get it nice and warm.
Hold it against my skin since I'm shirtless. Did anyone know that? I'm shirtless in the studio.
Yeah, no problem. Mara, you can check out this review if you want to relive this nonsense or others at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30 and their podcast, because they have one, is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. All right, Ben, Sports Meets Beer, Beer 30, thanks for being in.
You bet. By the way, podcasts are free.